Well, here we go at 9:18 on the day before, the day many people have been waiting for and that snuck up on me, but it is the occasion of the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Now, certainly not going to allow for every ounce of pageantry associated with this race that typically attracts more than 150,000 revelers to Churchill Downs in Louisville. But we're told that some of the traditional trappings that were cast aside last year during the height of the pandemic will resurface tomorrow. On the story from the Fox Business Network and a WJR contributor to the Paul W. Smith Show, Lydia Hu is with us. And that's not bad duty, Lydia, covering the Kentucky Derby, is it? Good morning.
Good morning. No, not a bad assignment at all. It's a beautiful day here in Louisville as we're getting ready for the Kentucky Oaks race that happens later today ahead of the Kentucky Derby that sets off tomorrow. I can tell you people in the area are thrilled to have the race happening this weekend with fans in attendance, a change from last year when the race was postponed till September and held without any fans here to watch in person. There is a reduced capacity in place. Like you mentioned, usually it can attract around 160,000 people. This year, they're expecting closer to 45,000 attendees because of those capacity restrictions that are going to range from 30 to 50%, depending on where you're seated. But nonetheless, the races will step off, and people here are just delighted to be together.
People need to buy tickets in advance. Face masks are required. You can visit, is it Keeneland or Keeneland.com for additional operating procedures on Derby Day. But if you do go, you're going to have access to more than 1,000 televisions. You'll be able to wager. You'll be able to get food, drink specials, live music. It's leaning toward kind of normal. And do you know what the general admission charge is, Lydia Hu, for this year's Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, you know, if you buy your tickets in advance, they're a little bit less expensive than buying them right here at the door. The tickets are, like you said, they're actually all-inclusive, so they include meals and drinks as well, so that's a benefit. The tickets start in the $60 to $80 range, depending on which race day you're coming. That's for an individual entry, general admission, but they do get kind of pricey if you want to have a reserved seat in a shaded or covered area in the bleachers or stands. I've seen some tickets getting into the upper hundreds, Dave, and reaching into the $1,000 level. So there's a wide range of pricing available.
Yes, and you can find them on the Ticketmaster.com. I suspect there'll be more betting on this Kentucky Derby than ever before because of all these new betting apps that people have on their phones. That'll be fascinating to watch how that affects everything, the odds and everything else.
Yeah, it really will be because, you know, betting, as you said, it's so much more accessible. And there's some interesting horses with stories to tell that are racing this year. We were just speaking with the owners of one of the horses, Hot Rod Charlie. He's not the absolute favorite, but he is a strong contender. Interesting there because he was purchased actually by a group of five friends from college. They're all about 28 years old. Some of them have never even been to the Kentucky Derby before. And they're here now with a horse in the race. Kind of unbelievable. So if you take a look, there are some really strong contenders and horses with some great stories to place a bet on.
There's a lot going on here. First of all, weather-wise, if anyone was wondering, and everyone does, it's supposed to be a perfect weather day, all day sunshine. You can bring in your bottled water, but you're limited to two. But there's a sidebar story someone has just written to me about regarding a sheikh that is always involved in this race. For nearly 40 years, Dubai's ruler has spent vast sums in central Kentucky on thousands of acres of lush bluegrass and gently rolling hills mapped by limestone and plank fences. He spent money on horses, stallions, mares, populating his farms with foals and yearlings purchased in the sales ring. He spends he's going for about $3 million in a race. He spent lots of money, way more than $3 million. But there's some kind of a controversy, and I don't know, Lydia, if you've known about it at all, but you might look into it, the disappearance of this guy's daughter. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'll have to look into that. That sounds awfully troubling, but I don't know anything about that. I'm sorry to say, but I will look into that.
Yeah, it's. I'm just now finding out about it. I haven't been able to research it, but there are people who are speaking up and suggesting that this sheikh should be barred from the Derby tomorrow. It's a bizarre story. I'm just now getting, someone sent it along to me. I can't give you any other details than what I just did. Some guy's daughter, the sheikh's daughter, missing. You didn't need to add intrigue to all of this. There's already enough to be thinking about with the Kentucky Derby. Meanwhile, have you covered the Derby before?
You know, I have to tell you, I have been to the Preakness before as an attendee. This is my first time at the Kentucky Derby and my first time covering the Derby. And in such a kind of a unprecedented year that we've had and an unreal experience, you know, it's not the usual Derby where you see a lot of people that are coming to the Louisville area ahead of the race. You know, usually you see tens of thousands of people descending on the area, staying in the hotels, eating out, having a good time, all around town, all around the city ahead of the race. You know, we got here a couple of days ago to start covering, and it's quiet. You know, one of the stories here is that because it's not, you know, we're still recovering from the pandemic and there's still restrictions in place. I think capacity restrictions in restaurants around here are still at around 50%. You know, the hotels are not filled. They're actually quite empty. You know, we reached out to the local hotel association. They tell us even now they're booking at maybe 30% of the rooms they have available. It's nowhere near what a normal year would bring, where they would be completely sold out by this time. So it's an unusual time to be covering the Derby. But, you know, we're still delighted to be here and excited to bring the race coverage to Fox Business.
Yeah, let's face it. Anything that gets us closer to normalcy is a good thing. Everybody can
absolutely
relate to that. Now, I know the television reporters do this, Lydia, but do the radio reporters wear special hats? Will you have a derby-like bonnet?
Well, you know what, Paul? I'm pulling double duty for you. I am on the radio, and I'll also be on air. So I do have on a bright pink Kentucky Derby hat with a brim that is wide enough, I think, to shade maybe an entire family of four. So I am outfitted for the occasion and just loving the experience.
We're going to look for you and your hat tomorrow.
Great.
Thank you, Lydia, and thanks for the double duty. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lydia Hu from the Fox Business Network and new WJR contributor.